your level of pride in being an American. We know for a lot of liberal Americans, there's not a lot of pride right now. We also know that most Americans continue to think the U.S. is less respected today than in the past. Although I think we also know about Americans that Americans don't necessarily care what you think about us. Terry Schilling joins us, president of the American Principles Project. All right, Terry, first of all, let's talk about our country ourselves. Where do you think your average American's level of pride is in this country right now?
Well, it's interesting, Jimmy, and thanks for having me on, Jimmy and Shara. So Americans are, I think, disappointed in the direction that their country's going. I think that they have a little less hope than they have had before, and I think they're very worried about the direction of the country and the country that their kids are going to inherit. Something that's intrinsic to being an American is that we do love our country, we love our fellow man, and we do want to give a better nation than we inherited. But it, for the first time, I feel like in my life, it doesn't seem that that's clear that that's going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, all of the emphasis is placed on current generation, current Americans, maybe people, immigrants, immigration, because somehow the left and the woke have made our country's history shameful. And I don't believe I don't believe that Americans feel that. Certainly not ones who credit their ancestors for what they did in order to help settle and tame this country, and certainly moving westward and all of that.
It's really easy to criticize the people in the past, right? But when you realize everything that they sacrificed and the world that they lived in, it was a tough world, a rough world, an unforgiving world where you would lose children regularly to incredible diseases and even murders, right? But we've inherited an amazing country, and it was built by the sacrifice of people. And I think that the vast majority of Americans, regardless of what woke activists claim, the vast majority of Americans know the sacrifices of at least their own ancestors, and they're very proud of that. And the other thing I'll say is that I think that the rest of the world understands that America, it might not be as great as it once was, but it's still the best option because people are still flooding across the border to get into America. So they still realize that there's economic opportunities here, that this is a better place to raise your children than other places. But I do think we need to make big changes going forward and reprioritize what our values are.
Well, you know, Terry, here's the good news. I think we're exactly where we were during the Jimmy Carter years, and that was followed by Ronald Reagan, who restored a great deal of pride in being an American. So maybe we can look forward to the next Ronald Reagan around the corner. Thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it. Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project.